listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish has been teaching on the final fruit of the Spirit, self-control. We've discovered it's not about white-knuckling our way through temptation, but about surrendering to the Holy Spirit and letting Him govern our cravings, our thoughts, and our actions. Today, in the final episode of this series, Jeff brings a powerful charge to every believer. Self-control isn't just for surviving today. It's the key to finishing strong and leaving a legacy that endures. Our key verse for today is 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Today, we are closing out our journey through the fruit of the Spirit, and we're finishing with a word that I believe is going to strengthen you for the long haul. This isn't just about resisting sin. This is about becoming someone who endures, someone who lasts, someone who can stand at the end of the race and say like Paul, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith. Let me ask you right now, do you want to finish well? I'm not just talking about this week or this year. I'm talking about your life, your call, your ministry, your family, your witness. Because hear me, self-control isn't just about what you're walking through now. It's about where you're headed. It's about legacy. It's about lasting. It's about the kind of person that you'll be when the spotlight is gone, when the crowd is quiet, when the battle has been long, and it's just you and Jesus at the finish line. Let me take you to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul is writing from a prison cell. His execution is coming soon. He doesn't know the day or the hour, but he knows the time is near. And instead of regret or fear, there's peace. But why? Because he has run his race. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. And I have kept the faith. That right there is the goal. That's what every Spirit-filled believer should long for. Not just moments of fire, but a life that burns steady until the end. And this ties directly to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, where we're told to run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Endurance doesn't come from hype. It comes from self-control. It comes from daily decisions that add up over a lifetime. It comes from not quitting when it gets hard. It comes from knowing that the same Spirit that empowered Jesus to endure the cross lives in you and He lives in me. What I want to focus on next is Paul's powerful metaphor in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says in verses 24 through 27, run in such a way that you may win. I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave, so that I myself will not be disqualified. Paul is not talking about a casual jog. He's talking about a race with eternal weight, a race where the prize is incorruptible, a race where discipline matters, where self-control isn't optional, it's essential. So many believers start strong, but they finish weak. They get fired up at an altar, but fall away in the pressure. But Paul says, I discipline my body. I make it submit. I don't let it lead. That's the role of self-control, to keep you aligned with the Spirit when the emotions wear off, when the crowd thins out, and when temptations start whispering again. Now, speaking of that, Jesus warned us about endurance in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. He said, the one who endures to the end is the one who will be saved. That verse isn't just about surviving the tribulation. It's about staying faithful through every trial, through every attack, and every disappointment. Self-control empowers that kind of endurance. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 echoes this truth. The one who overcomes, the one who keeps my deeds until the end, I will give him authority over the nations. Listen, that's not for those who had a good start. That's for those who finished. Those who didn't let sin sideline them. Those who didn't get distracted by the world. Those who overcame through consistent spirit-filled obedience. Now, with that in mind, we've got to ask ourselves, what really is at stake in how we live? Because it's not just about avoiding temptation. It's about answering the call. It's about walking in the fullness of our assignment. It's about carrying the mantle to the end without dropping it halfway. So let's take a moment to explore what that actually looks like. Because enduring doesn't mean that you never feel weak. It means that you lean into the Spirit when you do. It means that you don't let temporary pressure steal eternal rewards. It means that you stay on the altar even when the fire is hot. Think of an Olympic marathon runner. The finish line isn't in sight when the race starts. The crowd doesn't cheer the whole way. The body screams to stop. The wind works against them. But the one who finishes is the one who kept moving, who kept breathing, who kept believing that the finish was worth the pain. That is what we are called to. And here's where it gets practical. How do we actually live like finishers? First, we have to stay grounded in daily discipline. This isn't about legalism. It's about fuel. If you're not praying, if you're not feeding on the word, if you're not worshiping outside of Sunday, you are running on fumes, and you won't finish well on fumes. Second, we need to pursue holiness, not as perfection, but as alignment. Self-control isn't about never messing up. It's about keeping short accounts with God. It's about repenting quickly, realigning consistently, and not letting compromise become your normal. Third, we need to build community. You were never meant to run this race alone. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25 says, "We're to stir one another up to love and good deeds." Now, who is stirring you? Who's checking on your pace? Who's holding you up when you're limping? We must fasten our focus on eternity. Too many believers quit because they're too focused on the here and now. But self-control lifts your eyes. It reminds you that there is a crown that doesn't fade, that the pain is temporary, but the reward is eternal. And here's where it gets interesting. When you live like a finisher, your life starts to speak, even when your mouth doesn't. Your example becomes a message. Your endurance becomes someone else's encouragement. Your restraint becomes someone else's inspiration. And that's legacy. And this ties into what Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. In your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control. That chain leads to fruitfulness and maturity. But break the chain, especially self-control, and the whole thing falls apart. Now let me take you to the cross for a moment, because Jesus didn't just preach self-control, he lived it. In the wilderness, after 40 days of fasting, starving in his flesh, but strong in his spirit, the devil whispered, "Turn these stones into bread." But Jesus said no, He didn't give in to appetite. He clung to the word. And in Gethsemane, as the weight of the world pressed on him, his sweat became like drops of blood. He cried out, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me." And yet, he followed it with the most powerful words of surrender. "But not my will, but yours be done." That self-control under pressure. And then, on the cross, beaten, mocked, abandoned, he hung there, fully God, yet fully man, with all power to stop the suffering at any moment. He could have called down legions of angels to end it, but he didn't. He stayed. He endured. He obeyed. Not because he was powerless, but because he was submitted. That's the kind of self-control the Spirit produces in us. Not passive, not weak, but fierce obedience in the face of pain, pressure, and temptation. And now that same Spirit lives in us. So as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on what kind of legacy that we're leaving. Are we building a life that finishes well, or are we living in survival mode, just hoping to make it through the week? Let this be a wake-up call. Self-control is not about restriction. It's about endurance. It's the fuel that keeps your fire burning, the anchor that keeps your soul steady, the guardrail that keeps you on course when everything around you tries to knock you off. Let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What will your finish look like? Will you limp across barely holding on? Or will you run through with fire in your eyes, purpose in your stride, and praise on your lips? Because God hasn't called you to burn out. He's called you to finish well. And you don't have to do it alone. The Spirit is in you. The Word is before you, and the church surrounds you. And the finish line is so worth it. Now, next week, we are beginning a powerful new series. We will be stepping into the gifts of the Spirit. This is definitely going to be a series that you do not want to miss. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.